parent of orphans and protector of widows is God in the holy habitation. God gives the desolate a home to live in and leads out the prisoners to prosperity. But the rebellious live in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked, the heavens poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you showered abroad. You restored your heritage when it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy.
So when the apostles had come together, they asked Jesus, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" He replied, "It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." When Jesus had said this, as the apostles were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It is a funky time. An in-between time. It's a time of unknown, a time of questions. For the disciples, for the apostles in this history we call Acts, it is after Jesus' death and resurrection. It is between Jesus' resurrection and ascension. It is a peculiar time. Jesus has appeared to two of them on the road to Emmaus. Jesus has shown up out of nowhere, speaking words of peace, revealing his hands and feet, requesting and eating a piece of broiled fish. The apostles know Jesus will not be with them forever, but they do not know how long they will have him. The timing is unknown. And so they ask, "Is this the time? Is this the time you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" They ask, and Jesus responds, "It's not for you to know. You cannot know. You cannot know in advance." In the moment, after the moment, you will know. But now, in this moment, you cannot. And then, to add to this funky in-between time, to add to this time of unknown and questions, while Jesus was talking, as the apostles were watching, Jesus was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. And also for the psalmist, for those on behalf of whom the psalmist speaks, it's a time of remembering funky times, in between times, recalling times of unknown and questions, times of actual or spiritual wilderness, desolation in the desert, scorched land and scarcity, parched places, parched people, gasping for life, longing for a home. And while this psalm doesn't pose actual questions, the questions are easy to find. The Israelites said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us?" In the next chapter, when they came to Marah and they could not drink the water of Marah because it was so bitter, the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink now?" And again in chapter 17, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" And friends, let's be honest. They wandered for 40 years. Can you even begin to imagine the number of how longs or how much farthers or are we there yet? Can you even begin to imagine the embedded sense of unknowing? You see, they were funky times, in between times, unknown times, full of questions. And both texts, Acts and Psalms, provide clear guidance, plain reminders. Suddenly, two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven?" Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem. They constantly devoted themselves to prayer, together with certain women. The clear guidance from Acts? Don't stand around looking up. Gather. Get together with your people. Be in community. Pray. The reminders from the psalmist are just as plain. God gives the desolate a home and leads out the prisoners to prosperity. God went out before the people when they marched through the wilderness. God showered rain in abundance. God restored your heritage. The flock found a dwelling. In your goodness, O God, you provide for the needy. The plain reminders about God. God goes first in the wilderness. God showers the wilderness with rain. God transforms the desert into a garden. God turns empty into plenty. God provides for the people. I don't think I need to connect the dots, but just in case. It was a funky time, an in-between time for the apostles and the Israelites. It was a time of unknown, a time of questions for the apostles and the Israelites. And in those times, funky and in-between, unknown questions, the people received clear guidance, plain reminders. Get together with your people. Be in community. Pray. Remember who God is. Remember what God does. And for us, it is a funky time. An in-between time. It is a time of unknown, a time of questions. And in these times, through these texts, we receive clear guidance and plain reminders. Get together with your people. Gather by phone, by screen, by letter, by email. Be in community. Reach out, ask and answer, listen and speak. Pray whatever praying means to you in words or silence, through creative expression or physical action, establish patterns or new practices, simply pray. And remember who God is and what God does. God goes first in the wilderness. God showers the wilderness with rain. God transforms the desert into a garden. God turns empty into plenty. God provides for the people. Thanks be to God for clear guidance and plain reminders in funky times like these. Alleluia and amen.